Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Gary Ziegler, who is the founder and CEO of eSore. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me today.
No problem.
So Gary, give us the scoop. What is eSore? What do you guys do?
We're kind of like Stripe, but for POS integration. So essentially what we have is a piece of software that's a platform that hooks into multiple point-of-sale systems at local merchants. And we've built an API on top of that that lets mobile developers, and it gives mobile developers a quick and easy way to hook their mobile application into the point-of-sale system at a local merchant. So that could apply to mobile payment companies. It could apply to loyalty companies, analytics, marketing firms. There's a wide range of companies that could use our technology. We're kind of like the engine under the hood.
So it sounds like there are a number of problems that you guys are solving. What exactly inspired you to do this? What particular point of friction were you guys out to eliminate or minimize when you conceived the idea for eSore?
I originally started a consulting firm back in 2003. And our original company would do online ordering for restaurants, and we built customized solutions. It was more of a consulting and services business. But we quickly found that all of our customers were asking us to hook that system, that online system, into their point-of-sale systems. So we became one of the pioneers in the space, and we were one of the first companies in the world to start hooking online systems into point-of-sale systems at the store. And as I met with some of the larger chains in the world, I found that a lot of the larger chains have a very fractured point-of-sale infrastructure. You know, some of the big-name restaurant chains have 5 or 10 or 15 POS systems that they use. And so when we went to talk to them about hooking their online ordering system into their point-of-sale infrastructure, we just found that it was a huge mess, and we found the same thing over and over and over. And it was at that point that it occurred to me that this was a pretty huge problem that nobody had solved. And I decided to pivot the company from being a services firm into a product. And so that's when we started building this platform that would hook into all these systems and give a simple and easy way for mobile developers to hook in. So that's kind of what led to the idea and how we got to where we are.
So why do you think that it has taken this long for something like what you've described to actually be developed? I mean, you guys are the pioneers, and you've been at this for a long time. Why aren't there more of you?
That's a good question. I mean, a lot of people, when they hear what we do, they say it makes so much sense, and they wonder why nobody has done it. And I think the best answer to that is that it's really quite difficult. And the people who come across this problem are trying to solve other problems at the same time. And so they, rather than trying to solve this problem too, they find ways around the problem. So, you know, there's a lot of big companies like Grubhub or E24 that still process orders by fax machine, right? There's companies like OpenTable who put a separate server and a separate screen in the store rather than hooking to the existing POS system. And so a lot of the companies like those that, you know, when they come across POS integration as a problem, at first they think it's, you know, it'd be simple, and they think, well, you know, how hard can that be? But when they start to go down that path, they realize that it's a problem on its own, and they're not really in the business of solving that problem. And so they find other ways to do it. You know, that's essentially how I came across the problem. Is I had another business, I came into this problem, and I realized that this is a huge problem that somebody needs to solve, and I wanted to be the guy to do it. And so I think that's why nobody's done it yet. And, you know, it's a difficult problem. There's hundreds of POS systems out there. They're all very different. They're all built different. And even within one system, there's all different kinds of ways you can set that system up with menus and pricing and things like that. And so it's not an easy problem, and I think most people to date have just avoided it.
So you make it easy for developers. What's the hardest part of making it easy?
Well, the diversity of the data in the systems is pretty a pretty big problem. There's, you know, even if you have one chain with the exact same menu and they're using even the same POS system, you can set that same menu up in a completely different way from store to store. And then if you compound that with multiple systems across multiple stores and multiple regions, the diversity of the data and the different ways that it's set up can be very difficult. So I think that's one of the things that makes it difficult. Some of the systems don't even have a full API either. You know, some of them have a full robust API that we can hook into and it does everything we need. But often there's POS systems that don't have an API that do everything that we need either. So, you know, we're hooking into one of the prominent POS systems right now and they have close to 1,000 tables in their database, and we had to essentially figure out how all of that data and all those tables interacted with each other. And that's just one system. You know, there's hundreds of them out there.
So Gary, final question. There are lots of people in the ecosystem and potential partners, and as a platform provider, there are lots of stakeholders that you're really trying to get to know better. Who are you really interested in striking relationships and alliances with? Are there particular aspects of the ecosystem that are of interest to you right now?
Yeah, I mean, we launched our API in November, and in the last 4 months, we've had over 500 developers sign up, and those developers have come from all over the world. We have developers in Kazakhstan and Nairobi and Australia and the UK and Romania and on. So there's a lot of different kinds of companies, too. There's loyalty companies and payments companies. For us, I think the most interesting ones are the ones in the payment space. You know, digital wallets and companies like that. And the interesting thing is that a lot of the other companies that are nominated for awards at your event coming up, and a lot of the companies that you guys cover are the companies that have signed up for our API and will be using our technology. So I see a great opportunity for us to be, you know, a key piece for a lot of different players in the payment space. And, you know, those companies, whether it's a traditional payment processor like a First Data or a Heartland or a Mercury, or one of the new types of payment processors like a Level Up or a PayPal or a Square or something like that, even guys like Shopify and so forth, you know, all those guys could use our technology. And you know, payments is really our key focus. As I mentioned, there's a lot of different players in the space and a lot of different types of companies that could use our technology, but I think payments to us is the biggest opportunity that we see, and that's the one that we're most interested in pursuing.
Well, Gary, it's been great to get to know a little bit more about eThor and the problems that you're solving. They certainly are difficult ones, and as I think you've expressed, payments is a big open territory, but it's horribly complicated, and making things easy for other people generally means you're whacking through a lot of hairballs on the journey. So we look forward to getting to know you better and to seeing you in a couple of weeks at the Innovation Project.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.